You are listening to the Pronk Pop Show, presented by Raymond Thomas Pronk, the People's Paladin Pronk, propagating faith, family, friends, freedom, first. Broadcasted by Renaissance Radio, Radiating Reason, and KDUX Web Radio. Podcasted by PronkPops.wordpress.com and KDUXWebRadio.wordpress.com. You are listening to KDUX Web Radio, broadcasting live from Richland College in Dallas, Texas, with a voice of Richland College. My name is Raymond Thomas Pronk, the presenter of the Pronk Pop Show. Views expressed on this show are my own, unless otherwise stated, and do not reflect the opinion of KDUX Web Radio, Richland College, or the Dallas County Community College District. Welcome to the Pronk Pop Show. This is the Tuesday edition. It seems that President Donald Trump is in the process of preparing and going to sign an executive order on birthright citizenship. Now, I remember during the campaign, we had a show on this. I had to review my notes. He can do it. Now, the question is this is the best way to do it? Well, what's the benefit of doing by executive order? There are three ways that are being discussed. One is executive order. Second is to pass a bill. The third is to amend the Constitution. The last one I don't think is required at all and would take the longest, and I would not recommend it. I tend to lean towards doing it by law, but again, in a week, we'll know that after the elections, who controls the House, the Senate. And I don't know. I think the Senate is pretty sure going to be controlled by the Republicans, and they probably will gain two or three seats. The House is more of a toss-up, despite the fact that Nancy Pelosi thinks she's going to be the next speaker. Well, I wish her luck. And for those that are new, I know some of you are saying, well, he must be a Republican. No, I'm not a Republican. I'm not a Democrat, because both of these parties are big government parties and we're in serious financial trouble. And neither party, frankly, knows how to get us out of it. They are addicted to spending. I'm not as, let's say, interested in the election, although I hope it does not go to the Democrats, because the second story I'm going to be covering is Medicare for All. A better way to say that is lousy medical care for all. And once the American people begin to understand it, I don't think the bill is going to go anywhere, even though it does have support, large support. Over 100 members of the Democratic Party are for it, and you have a number of people in the Senate. But what they're, again, not understanding, the American people have a say in this, and there are millions, tens of millions of Americans that are on Medicare, and they don't want to see in any way Medicare be disturbed and diluted. And that's exactly what Medicare for All would do. The trouble with Medicare for All, we don't have the money. Even in the best of times, we don't have the money, and we don't have it now. And this would accelerate what I would see as the collapse of both Medicare and the welfare state. Now, maybe that's good, but it would unfortunately hurt a lot of people that are counting on both Medicare and Social Security. We haven't really seen a clear, how should I say, the battle being drawn. Yes, there are people in the Democratic Party, both in the center. Bernie Sanders is probably the example that stands out. But there are other Democrats that are behind Medicare for All, especially the one that's running for governor. The citizens of Florida better not vote him in, or they're going to regret it. But I let the people of the various states decide who they want to be the representative. And the challenge is that I would say more than half the American people are really turned off about politics and are not truly following it. And that's unfortunate, but that means the people that are following it need to take what they think the best action is. Now, I don't think it's voting Democrat or voting Republican, nor do I think it's voting Libertarian. But you need a new third party that truly believes in a constitutional representative republic, not a democracy, a constitutional representative republic, and believes in limited government. And neither political party, Democrat or Republican, does. And we're just driving down the road to serfdom. The question is, which way is the fastest way? So I'm going to be talking a little bit about Medicare for All. It would really hurt many people. You see, what most people don't understand, because they hear the wonders of single payer in Canada, is it's not as wonderful as you think. And people lose their legs, they lose their lives, because they have to wait and wait and wait and wait. And unless you're independently wealthy or have insurance in the United States, it could kill you. So even if you have the time and the luxury to wait all day to see a doctor, if you ever see a doctor, it's not what it's made out to. What people get sucked in by is, it's free, it's free. Well, it's not very free. If you have to wait, wait, and wait, and you have a medical condition, you could be in pain. So I'm not a big fan of either the British Health Service or the Canadian Health Service. You can keep it. And many Canadians, if they get sick, where do they come? They come to the United States. Now, where do many people from other nations come when they want to get free health care? They come to the United States. And then what they do is they go to our emergency room. So Donald Trump, our president, is making immigration more of an issue, and it should be an issue, and it should be talked about in this midterm election by again raising, and he did raise it during his campaign, that he wants to end birthright citizenship. So do I. What I'm talking about is when illegal aliens, especially pregnant women, but a husband and wife could sneak into the United States, and then when the woman is about to deliver the baby, they'll go to the emergency room or the hospital and deliver the baby, and that baby, because it was born in the United States, is a citizen of the United States. But does it have to be that way? The answer is no, because most nations, and I do mean most nations, especially industrialized nations, it isn't that way. And I have a table of the countries that, and these are advanced economies. For example, I'm going to read a good number of them. Australia, Austria, Belgium, Canada, put an asterisk. They're an exception. Cyprus, Czech Republic, Denmark, Finland, France, Germany, Greece, Iceland, Ireland, Israel, Italy, Japan, Korea, Luxembourg, Malta, Netherlands, New Zealand, Norway, Portugal, Singapore, Slovak Republic, Slovenia, Spain, Sweden, Switzerland, United Kingdom don't have birthright citizenship. Now, why don't they have birthright citizenship? They don't want the rest of the world to sneak in their country and be automatically become a citizen. Again, it's the United States being the suckers. Ladies and gentlemen, you need to understand that it's costing over $100 billion, and it's increasing. Your dollars going to do what? Educating illegals? Providing medical care? Providing various types of welfare? And I know some of you say, they're not supposed to get welfare. Well, they're not supposed to be here either, but they are here and they are getting it. The American people want the illegal aliens that are here to please go home. We much prefer that you, on your own volition, go back to whatever country you're from. Now, it so happens that most of them are from Central America, but not all of them. There are many, many nations that people are sneaking into this country, but sometimes they're not even sneaking. They're coming here legally. They fly in. Some to go to school. It's a big business. College campuses, including the one I'm sitting in right now, have a large percentage of the student population are so-called international students. They're from other nations. And they pay a higher rate. They're out of state. So colleges, universities, make a big effort to go and recruit students from around the world to come here. Now, some get scholarships, but many don't, and they come here. Some stay for 4 years. Some stay for when they complete their graduate degrees, maybe 6 or 8 years. Many go home, but many do not. They stay. And once they do that, they're not living up to the visa that they got. So if they're caught, they should be deported and are deported and can't come back for, depending how long they overstayed, usually it's 10 years. I say this because a lot of people just don't know that there are people coming here legally, but by their own actions, become illegal aliens. It's not all coming across the U.S.-Mexican border. Not at all. That's not the case. There are other, some come from Canada, some come from the Caribbean. There are many ways to get in the United States. And once you're here, I love the phrase, they're hiding in the shadows. They're not hiding in the shadows. They're living and working here. And they're breaking the law every day they do it. It's not just initially breaking in. You see, all countries, including the United States, require you, when you come in, to present your papers, your passport. Some require a visa. Some require medical records. And then you may or may not be allowed in, largely depending on where you're coming from and what agreements are in place between the nations. So a problem that the United States has faced, and it's actually getting much worse, folks, is the illegal alien invasion of this country. It's been going on for over 30 years. And because it's gone on for so long, what has happened? The number of illegals that are here have gone up, up, and up. And the number I routinely present is it's somewhere between 30 and 60 million. No one knows the number. And they're all estimates. Let me quickly say that. But of that number, several hundred thousand every year are who? They're the babies born of illegal aliens. We're talking 200,000 to 300,000 ballpark estimates per year. Unlike their parents or their mother and father, whoever they are, they currently, because they were born in the United States, that's the key, they were born in the United States, have been routinely and unfortunately wrongly been granted citizenship. Now let me make it a little clear why I'm going on about this. The United States is the exception. The rule is most nations don't have automatic birthright citizenship. Far from it. What they require, and what really the United States should insist upon, is one of the parents, preferably two, but at least one, be a U.S. citizen, however they became a U.S. citizen. And that's the way it should be changed, too. You're not automatically a citizenship unless one of your parents is a U.S. citizenship. Now, I'm not going to get, there's some fine points, details that I don't want to muddle. You can spend a couple of hours on this and go through all the fine points. I'm not going to go there. The question is, first, will President Trump issue that executive order? He should, but he should be very, very careful when he does. This needs to be really thought out. Because no matter what he does, someone, and more than one, is going to immediately challenge it in court and say that the president does not have the authority to unilaterally do away with birthright citizenship. As far as I'm concerned, yes, he does. And take it to the Supreme Court, and the faster the better, as far as I'm concerned. Now, what I would do concurrent with that is to pass a law saying unless your parent, one of your parents is a U.S. citizen at the time you were the baby was born, if neither of your parents were U.S. citizens, then you're not a U.S. citizen because you were born in the United States in one of our hospitals or wherever you were born in the United States. We should not have automatic birthright citizenship. It's simple as ABC. We want no automatic birthright citizenship. Is that a change? Of course it is. And unfortunately, you have some Republicans, such as House Speaker Paul Ryan. I'm glad he's retiring. Good riddance. I at one time was impressed by him, not any longer. Now he's trying to make the case and criticizing the president that you have to go through the amendment process. Well, you could, but the only reason he does that, he's in favor of open borders. Like I tell you, you got to be very careful with these Republicans. Most of them are closer to Democrats. And that's the problem with the Republican Party today. If you don't believe me, I've said this on a number of shows. Just go Google conservative review scorecard and then look up whoever your congresswoman or man is or senator. Look up their score. It's not hard to understand. It's either A, B, C, D, F. And what you'll find is, sad to say, virtually all the Democrats, I don't think there's one that's not an either F or a D. Most of them are Fs, and their score is usually between 0 and 30 at the very highest. But then you would think, well, oh, the Republican Party, you should have a lot of 80, 90s. No. The majority of the Republican Party, unfortunately, are Fs too. Ds and Fs. They're 30, 40, 50, 60. But most of the leadership, either the House and the Senate, are 30 and 40. You see, I know, because I've followed this since Goldwater, that the Republican Party has never been a conservative party. Get that out of your head. We've had conservative candidates for president, Barry Goldwater being one, Ronald Reagan being another, and some would say Donald Trump. I would not say Donald Trump. He's a liberal Democrat from New York City, as far as I'm concerned. But he's more or less in the center. And when you compare him to Democrats and Republicans, he's probably what I would call a C Republican. He's not an A, he's not a B, he's a C. He's certainly not fiscally responsible, and you can see it. There's no real attempt at all to, over a number of years, to balance the budget. He doesn't really care about it. He might give some lip service. And the reason I mention that, the key characteristic in my mind of a conservative, one of the pillars of conservatism, is you want to balance the budget every year. You want fiscal responsibility. That means no deficit spending, no debt. Well, that has never been the situation in the Republican Party. That's the facts. Because both Democrats and Republicans, for at least 72 years, have been running up massive deficits. And you can actually go back longer than that if you want to start with Hoover in 1930 and then Roosevelt when he replaced Hoover. So you need to understand that there are divisions in the parties, and you can't really tell by whether there's an R or D in the after their name what their position is, especially if it's a Republican. I would have thought that many Republicans would support President Trump and try to draft a bill both in the House and the Senate to end birthright citizenship. But I'd be wrong. Because the leadership of the Republican Party, it really takes its lead. Most of them are what I call bought and paid for politicians. You have them in the Democratic Party, you have them in the Republican Party. They're going to do the bidding of those people that give them the largest campaign contributions. You know, some people say, well, what's in it for the Republican Party to be for open borders? Well, that's not hard to understand. Some of your largest businesses, and they're not all large, some are small, want the status quo. They want open borders and they want illegal aliens here. Now, some of them would much prefer that all the illegal aliens that are currently here that meet certain conditions, and that very much depends on who you're talking to, but generally they want citizenship for all the illegal aliens that are here. Now, why don't they come out and say it? Because they are the majority in the Republican Party and definitely the majority in the Democratic Party. Why not? Well, they're not exactly stupid. They didn't get where they got being stupid, but they know that the American people, Republicans, independents, and Democrats, the majority of the American people want the invasion of this country stopped. And they do not want to reward illegal behavior by giving these people citizenship. You need to understand that. It's not hard to understand. As long as you reward people to come here, and that's what the Democratic Party is about, and unfortunately many of the Republicans, people are going to keep on coming. Those so-called caravans will keep on coming, as well as other individuals that are breaking into the country. The majority of the American people, and I would say anywhere from 75 to 80%. And it's important to understand, it is the majority of the American people want immigration law enforced. If you ask, well, what do they want? What do they want? Tell me what they want. They want immigration law enforced. Keep in mind, that's the majority of the people. Now, does big lie media tell you that? Are you kidding me? Absolutely not. They are supporting the Democratic Party and provide the propaganda that's used every single day on the radio, television. You see it in the newspapers. You think the American people are for open borders. No, they're not. The American people support legal immigration, and I want to emphasize that. I support legal immigration, and we have procedures, protocols in place. And so they're not perfect. I understand it takes a lot of time and money to eventually legally come to the United States. And even when you're here, you have to make an effort. You got to eventually become a citizen. And some people have the patience, and we're talking upwards of 10 years plus. What the American people want, and it's the politicians understand this, they might not want to admit it, but they understand it. The American people want legal immigration. What they oppose is people breaking into the country, what I call the illegal alien invasion. They're adamant in that, and that has been, although the number always fluctuates a little bit, that's been the situation, folks. Now, neither political party wants to admit it, and they're always trying to cut a deal, but even the politicians that would like to go along are not going to commit political suicide because they know the American people will not put up with it. There have been attempts when George Bush was president, as well as Barack Obama, to try to change it. They never can succeed because on this issue, immigration in general, but the illegal alien situation in particular, it's not close. The majority of the American people want this to stop, and they go further. They want the illegal aliens that are here, no matter how they got here, to go home. And if you ask me why Donald Trump is president of the United States today, that was his campaign position. He made it very, very clear. We all heard we're going to build the big, beautiful wall. I'm still waiting, Mr. President, for that big, beautiful wall. And if you listen to some past shows, Donald Trump needs to be concerned, because why the American people will give him a chance to build the wall, they want it done by the end of his first term. And unfortunately, very little of new wall has been constructed. Not zero, but very little, under 100 miles. And remember, the total border in round numbers is about 2,000 miles, of which we have about 300 miles that are fenced, a fence with a road. And those tend to be in urban areas, cities that are on the border. And then we have, along that 2,000 miles, there are fences, barriers, however you want to call them. But the key is that they have to be continuous. You can't go for 50 or 100 miles and then stop and then maybe pick it up 100 or 200 or 300 miles later. No. You need a continuous wall well patrolled by the U.S. Border Patrol. And it looks like the military are going to lend a hand. It's not clear how many. Initially, we heard 5,200. I don't believe that number. That's not enough people. If anyone thinks 5,200 is enough, no. It's going to take 10,000 to 20,000 minimum to stop the caravan of illegal aliens. They are invading our country. Now, some commentators will say, well, they're not a military force. Well, that's true. They're not. They're not invaders in the sense they have military uniforms, although some do. But they are breaking in because they're not invited, and they are breaking the law. Now, initially, first offense, it's a misdemeanor if you're in the United States and you have not present your papers. However, what happens is, why, some will agree to go home. Many do not. They're released, and they never show up for their court date. So Donald Trump needs to, at least right now, show that he has the strongest position. In other words, he's going to send the U.S. military, whether it's the Army or Marines or Air Force, down to the U.S.-Mexican border and stop them. In my mind, that's the minimum he has to do. Now, keep in mind that the so-called caravan, I prefer calling them what they are. They're a mob, and many of them are young men. I mean, like 18 to 30. single young men, able-bodied young men. Oh, yes, there's some women, but this is an organized effort. So the United States Department of Defense, under the orders of President Trump, is going to try, and I think largely succeed, in stopping the 10,000 or 15,000, whatever that number is, trying to break into the country. But you see what happens. Let's say some of these people break into the country, and some of them are women. There are some women and children. Well, if they're pregnant and have their baby in the United States, that baby will be automatically now a U.S. citizen. But what Donald Trump is saying, I am preparing or having prepared an executive order that will stop the automatic birthright citizenship, do away with it, like most other countries. And I emphasize that. The American people are tired of being the suckers of the world. The American people are very generous with their time, their money, and as a result, since the 1990s, legally, and I emphasize this, legally, a million people, actually more than a million people, legally come into the United States every year. And they get a so-called green card, a permanent legal residence card, and then they start the procedures to become a citizenship. They have to take some tests, eventually being sworn in. That's the way it should be. That's the way the American people want it. Now, I will say a lot of Americans, I'm talking tens of millions, object to the fact that's a million per year. I'm one of those people. I think 250,000 to 500,000 maximum should be allowed in legally. But if you come here legally and you have a child, that child will become a citizen. And their parents will become citizens, assuming they don't commit serious crimes. You can be deported from the country. But the people that go through the trouble and the time and the money to come here legally usually keep out of trouble. There are always exceptions. You see, that's the way the American people want immigration to happen, lawfully. And they want the people to truly become Americans, become assimilated. And why the numbers allowed in have varied over time quite a bit. For many, many years, it roughly was 125,000. The average for a long period was 250,000. But most Americans, I think, agree with me. They're not saying zero. They're people that don't want any. They want several hundred thousand. You'll get different opinions on that. But what the American people want is, first of all, the invasion to be rolled back, which means you build the wall and you stop more and more people coming in. And second, stop the automatic birthright citizenship, because that is an incentive to come here. What you need to stop doing is rewarding, reinforcing, providing incentives for individuals to come to the United States illegally. And now, most of them come for a job to improve their lot in life, their standard of living, and for the freedoms, the liberties that you have in the United States. That's the majority. However, there's some people that come here for the welfare, as well as the education and the hospital care. Ideally, what we want is productive citizens, and we need to end the so-called chain immigration. So President Trump is preparing the ground for, by executive order, ending birthright citizenship and hopefully end chain migration and their bills in Congress. The best way to do this the best way is to do it by a bill, and I would support that. But that is a little bit more difficult. The quickest way to do it, and I think the president has the authority to do it, and you'll get some disagreement with attorneys. You always get disagreements with attorneys. And I would take it to the Supreme Court. I would expedite it, get it to the Supreme Court and get a decision. And it could go either way. But no matter what the decision is, concurrent with it, you should get a bill passed that eliminates birthright citizenship. And when you explain it to the American people, they agree that birthright citizenship should end, because most nations don't allow this. because that becomes a magnet, an incentive for people to continue to come, and that's what's been happening. You need to get rid of this incentive or magnet that's attracting people to this nation. And one is birthright citizenship. That needs to stop. And then you need to stop people breaking into the country. And that requires a wall. And together with this, what you need to do is start deporting and removing from this country the 30 to 60 million people that are here illegally. That's going to take many years because this problem has been festering since the late 80s to today. That's over 30 years. It needs to be stopped. But it's going to require a president, a political party, a House, and a Senate united to finally get their act together and stop it. And here's what needs to be understood. The American people are behind this. Keep that in mind. The American people are behind this. So if the Democrats want to go against the will of the American people, be my guest. Because, ladies and gentlemen, in the end, they will lose and lose badly. I know representative from California, San Francisco, Nancy Pelosi was on television, and she thinks she's going to be the next speaker. It's a done deal. Well, I've heard that in politics. Things can change in politics. A week is a long time. The American people want the immigration issue addressed. They do not favor open borders. They do not favor birthright citizenship. And they want to see that wall built. And for all those reasons, it's not the Democratic Party. That's why many people have left the Democratic Party. And they're not coming back. And the Democratic Party knows it, and they're stuck. Well, why are they stuck? They have made the bet, and I think it's a bad bet, but it's still a possible bet, that they can replace a large percentage of their voter base with illegal aliens by giving them citizenship. They truly believe that. That's why they're always talking about a pathway to citizenship, amnesty, pathway to legal status. But don't be fooled. What they want is citizenship for every single illegal that's in this country. I mean every single one. All 30 to 60 million. And I keep emphasizing that number because it's not 11 or 12 million. That number that they keep saying is the number of illegals. It's a lot more. And remember, this has been going on for 30 years. If you just look at the number of babies whose parents are illegals, but babies that were in the United States, delivered in the United States, every year it's several hundred thousand. And this has been going on for 30 years. That's a lot of people. Even if we're 100,000, that would be 3 million. If we're 200,000, it'd be 6. And if it's 300,000, it would be 9. And then you get up to the number of 11 million. But what about their parents? Their parents are illegals. And then we get to the key point, fairness. It is fundamentally unfair to those people that apply for citizenship, the right to come into the United States, the right to immigrate into the United States. And they wait. They have to meet requirements, procedures, and usually it means waiting for many years. And some never get here, but they're patient. And at least a million a year for now, going on almost 30 years, not quite. And what you're saying is the illegals can cut in line. Don't have to wait. Don't have to get in the back of the line. But if their children are born here, automatically are citizens. That's not the way it is in most countries. It is not. And the key provision is subject. I don't want to get into the legal part of this. I could. Like I said, I could spend an hour about this. But what I would do is read, if you're interested in this. See, the reason I'm not going over it, most Americans don't want to read this. They want the problem fixed. They want the illegal aliens to go home. They want the federal government to do its job and stop them and further do their job by deporting them. And unfortunately, whether it's a Democratic president or a Republican president, it's not happening. And they're losing their patience. And they're wide awake on this one. And both the Democrat and Republican Party, if they don't start responding to the American people, they're going to be out of jobs. And there will be a new political party, a successful, viable party. There are no signs of that yet. But when you push around the American people, and the American people are being pushed around by both the Democratic Party and, it's sad to say, the Republican Party, the American people are not happy. They want this problem fixed. They want the wall built, and they want the illegal aliens sent home, removed, and deported. And let me make something very clear. What they are insisting on is the enforcement of the law. This is the law and the regulations. So the politicians better wake up, because the American people are not in a mood to be double-crossed. And either political party, the Democratic Party, has sold out your traditional Democrats. They made a bargain with the devil that instead of standing up for the American worker, which for many decades they did, they are now more concerned with illegal aliens, and the reason is this: that is their way to both get power and maintain power, because they believe over a period of time all the illegal aliens will become citizens. So we'll see what President Trump and his legal people have come up with. I hope they've been very deliberate about this, and they should move out on this. Frankly, they should have done it prior to the election. They're kind of signaling that they're going to do it. Well, let's see what happens. And if the Republicans win, I think you'll see legislation, and it's counting heads whether the votes are there. Now, I'm running out of time, and this is the second time this has happened, but I want to at least touch on it. I'm of the opinion the Democratic Party has made a serious blunder in the immigration area, but it's compounding it by coming out for, not the entire party, but over 100 congressmen and senators. I think it's in the neighborhood of maybe 120 people, both in the House and the Senate, for Medicare for all. Doesn't it sound like Medicare for all? We're being nice. Medicare for all. Ladies and gentlemen, it's socialized medicine. And let me tell you why I think fundamentally they're making a mistake. And I used to be, part of my business was group health insurance. The American people, the vast majority of them, get their medical coverage for themselves and their family through their employer. Now, there's a reason for that. I'm not going to go in the history, but that's the way it is. Because if you want to compete and get good workers, you got to provide them not only salaries, but a good health insurance plan. So the overwhelming majority of the American people that are working get their coverage through their employer, and they're satisfied with it. And they don't want any way that changes. But if you implement a Medicare for all private insurance, whether it's through your employer or insurance that you buy on your own, you have the individual market, which is different, would go away. They want a single payer. They changed the name Medicare for all. That was a mistake, a second mistake, because I'll tell you why. The senior citizens that are on Medicare, on Social Security, they know that within the next 10 to 15 years, or not sooner, there's a problem with Medicare. It's not funded. There are more and more and more people qualifying for Social Security and Medicare. And sometime in the late 2020s or early 2030s, you're going to have to increase both the taxes, either increase the taxes or decrease the benefits or a combination of both. And now the Democrats, these sly fellas, want to say, Medicare for all. We need to go to single payer like all the other countries, and the people don't like it. They do not like it. It sounds real good. It's free. It's never free. What they don't tell you is the increased taxes. $32 trillion, roughly $1 trillion a year. That's a lot of money. The total federal budget is slightly under $4,000. It might be over $4,000. Next year it will be. This is a big, big tax increase. So they'll tell you all the goody-goodies, but they don't tell you how lousy the system is and how you have to wait. But what they really don't tell you is the big tax increase. So if the Democrats want to push this, be my guest, because you're going to have people, and the president's already out in front on this, pointing out the problems. So Medicare for all, why it might sound nice, it has a PR ring to it. Ladies and gentlemen, it's not nice. Because what do you need to get Medicare costs down and quality service. You need competition. What you don't need is a government monopoly. And that's what they're advocating. If you want a responsible health care system, first-class health system, you need competition. That's what's key, not single payer where the government is the payer. And to pay for it, they will tax you. It's not free because they will tax you, and I mean significant taxes. The American people are not for it. So if the Democratic Party wants to march to that song, be my guest, because this is another example of not a majority position, but a minority position. They've already screwed it up once with Obamacare, the Affordable Care Act, and you would even consider giving them a second chance? I think if any candidate, next Tuesday you go to the polls, and any senator, any representative, any governor that's running for election, if they are for Medicare for all, don't vote for them. You do not want this bill of goods, this con job that they're doing. And unfortunately, some of our young people today fall for this. Vote for me, and I'll give you some free stuff. Well, ladies and gentlemen, there's no such thing as free stuff. There's no free lunch. It will cost you a lot, and they will try to eliminate the alternative of private insurance. And unfortunately, there will be businesses that will go along with this. Oh, I don't have to mess with it anymore. So if you value the health care that you have today through your employer, don't vote for anybody that's for Medicare for all. It will be a disaster, a disaster. I'm out of time, but I want to alert you. I have a lot of videos, some excellent ones, especially on the Medicare, but really all of them. And the way you listen to the show is to go to my companion blog, prankpops.wordpress.com. Underneath my photograph, you'll have links to the most 60 to 80 shows. Under that, you'll have my show prep, which includes articles, YouTube videos, cartoons, photographs pertaining to the stories. Thank you for listening. I hope I got your attention, especially if you're one of those citizens, senior citizens going to the polls. Don't fall for what these Democrats, and my family used to be Democrats, but not anymore. Thank you very much. And now, America the Beautiful. My name is Raymond Thomas Pronk, the presenter of the Pronk Pop Show. Views expressed on this show are my own, unless otherwise stated, and do not reflect the opinion of KDUX Web Radio, Richland College, or the Dallas County Community College District. You are listening to KDUX Web Radio, broadcasting live from Richland College in Dallas, Texas. With a voice of Richland College. You are listening to the Pronk Pop Show, presented by Raymond Thomas Pronk, the People's Paladin Pronk, propagating faith, family, friends, freedom first. Broadcasted by Renaissance Radio, Radiating Reason, and KDUX Web Radio. Podcasted by prankpops.wordpress.com and KDUX Web Radio. WordPress.com